What a song. It's good to sing hymns. Bible says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, a spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart. The Lord. If you don't have an hymn book, fetch it. Even in our prayer meeting, my wife and I, we sing hymns. They are meaningful. But we help all of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Can we see it in NIV, ma? Hallelujah. Do not be misled. Can I tell you a secret, lighters? Don't forget this. I probably have shared it with you. If God tells you don't do anything, even when you haven't done it, you know, somebody said, don't do something. Say, I'm not saying you did it. I'm only saying don't do it. You know, we try to think it's not possible. But don't forget this. Anything God tells you not to do or do is because the reality of your doing it exists. And the possibility is real. You didn't get it. The reality of your doing it exists. And the possibility is real. For instance, when I was thinking, meditating on this, you know, you can't tell me, Sonia, don't be pregnant. The reality does not what? The reality. So you can't, you can't tell that to the year. Let's give God a hand clap. Now, Lighthouse, Bible says here, you know why? The reality exists. And the possibility is real. Let's lift up our hearts to God and say, God, please, don't let me be misled. Don't let me be misled. The caution is not even against misleading people now. Because the caution is you not being misled. He wasn't warning people that don't mislead people. He's saying that you, because the possibility of being misled, the reality is real, my people. And the possibility, the reality exists, and the possibility is real. Deliver us from evil. Lead us out. That's what the Bible says. Lead us out. We are before you today, Daddy. Let your word become in our lives. Bible says, and the word became flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld it. Daddy, let this word become. Let it become a personality, a functionary in our lives, helping us to escape being misled. In Jesus' name, have your seat in his presence, and welcome to God's house. It's good to see you. You know, I haven't said it's good to be seen long for some time now, because before you used to see me and I don't see you. So I used to say, well, I don't see you, but it's good to be seen. Thank God we can see each other. I pray that we will not run away from each other. You see, that social distancing is from hell. Because Bible says, woe to him that is alone. My people, somebody during COVID, somebody brought something to our house. They put it at the door and drove far away. Then they called us. They said, I said, what kind of evil is this? It will not happen again. In the name of Jesus. Lighthouse, what happened during COVID is not finished yet. Mental illness, my people. Anyway, that's not our focus today. All we can say is, it won't happen again. I bring you a word from the Lord. Notarized misled. Notarized misled. How many people have used notary services before? Notary services is a design by government, or it's a legal design whereby, you know, people know we lie. So to cushion the reality. People, you know, I won't say Notary Public can support you lie. You know, I won't say that. But man, no man, no man, no man, right? But we expect the notary to be honest. Okay. So what the government, what the system, the legal system does is that to cushion my confidence or to strengthen my confidence in what the document you are presenting to me, they look to say, go and notarize it, right? Go and notarize it. So when you go to the notary will examine the document, he will make you sign it in his presence and all of that. And they have a stamp. That's the big part. And that part, and there's a process to become a notary public, right? So, and they give you that stamp, believing that you'll be honest. And then the notary will put a stamp and his notary number on your document. So that clears you, right? That clears you. And the third party will not put confidence on you. It will put confidence on the... Let's give God the hand clap. So today, can you imagine the notary putting misled on the person's document? Wow. But that's exactly what happened in this story. Martha went to Jesus to get her complaint in court notarized. And Jesus said to Martha, misled. So today we'll be looking at what constitutes being misled. Lighthouse, the bane and the pain, the tragedy of being misled is the fact that you think you are not. That's the bad part about this misleading thing. And that's the trade of Satan. He convinces whoever is misleading that the person is not being misled. And that's the caution you and I must take to know how to escape what does it mean to be mis- I would never I told my wife this morning, I said, there's this scripture, there's this verse that's been ringing in my brain and I can't plug it out. Genesis 13:13. Eve, who had no history of wrongdoing, my people, you know, you and I, you know, we struggle to manage what we know, to, you know, but these people had no history of any wrongdoing. They had no history of anything bad or evil. They were pure, and the initial and only contact they had is God. Can we see it in NIV, my sister? And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? Look at the commentary of this hitherto holy woman. Holy creation. Had no history, no record of, like my sister, she never had accident before. Thank you, thank God for all this testimony. What the enemy meant for evil. So as she fell, I said, now, we should be saying, thank God I had the accident, because the enemy failed. That, you see, that's the Bible calls the wisdom of this world and of Satan. Bible says it comes to naught. If you are a Christian, it will do everything you got, but it will come. You know, they don't call naught here. When we're in school, is how much, what did he give you? He said, he gave me naught. The naught is zero. But it's not used too much again. I don't know whether it's becoming colloquial or, you know, extinction. But when I was in school, he said he got naught. We didn't use it, he got zero. But anyway, that's the wisdom of Satan. And that's why you need an escape from this wicked deceiver. Bible says he deceived the whole world. The bane of being deceived is that you would think you are not. Hallelujah. He said, the serpent deceived me, my God. And you see this kind of comment? It doesn't come at the start. It comes at the end. Say, I will not be deceived. To be deceived means to be misled. Can I tell you a secret, Lighthouse? Something drives our action. See what the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 12. I shared with you one time, I said, don't care about what you drive as you care about what drives you. Have you left? Yeah. Don't care about what you drive as you care about. You see, everybody that is driving is being driven. You see that drive they are driving? They are going to where they are being driven. But if you can check who drives, you will align where he's being driven. Evil will not drive you. KJV, my sister. Did you see that? This was after the baptism of Jesus. Bible says, immediately. Light of something drives everybody. If you don't know, you are deceived. To be misled means to be incorrectly led. You don't know what the Bible says concerning being a child of God in Romans chapter 8? As many as are. Can I tell you something like that? You may think you are not being led, though. That's what is leading that person, is making that person believe. Say, I will not be slain. Because the truth is that you cannot be a child of God without being led. That's what the scripture says. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it shows that everybody is being led. But what I like, the children of God are people who are led not by anything but by the Spirit of God. Can I tell you something like that? We are under the same weather, people. We are under the same weather. Except that we can choose if we can isolate ourselves from the rain. Hallelujah. Yeah. The weather beats everybody. But you, except you condition yourself to see that you are not adversely impacted by the weather. You know, somebody ran inside church wet and is blaming the rain. Daddy, what happened to you? It's the rain. I said, what? They will know it's not a. So when the rain should make you, we have umbrella in our cars. Not because it rains every day, but in the event it does what? It rains. To be misled means to be inaccurately, to be inaccurate, to rely on an inaccurate or false fact. And the outcome of it will be a wrong outcome. Or what is unexpected. Satan told that woman, you will be like God. Everything. Until she got an outcome she was not expecting. That's why it's at the end people understand how, whether they were misled or. Oh, look at, if you follow the Holy Ghost, at the end you will know you were led right. You've got the hand clap. Yeah. You didn't want to do it. Oh. Anyway, I'm sure you know. But let's move on. To be misled is to be inconsistent with the truth. There is an alignment that is incorrect. This reliance you are putting on this fact is inconsistent with the truth. Because at the end, we see that it's not what we set out to get. It is important, therefore, to check and to take notice of what drives us. There are certain times I've been driven to take some action. In fact, there are times I write a text to send. Or an email to dispatch. Or something will tell me, don't send it now. Just leave it. Later, if I'm blessed to see caution, and I do what that thing says, and I didn't do it, my people, after a while, when I come back to read what I wrote, I'll see. Yeah. Give God the anchor. And of course, sometimes I didn't care until I know I've been misled. My hope and joy is that we will not be misled. But there are protocol, there are action, there are things we need to take note and take action about. Luke chapter 10. What is the nature or the character, the features that exist that would highlight being misled? Like symptoms that look, this thing, this way I'm feeling, this. If you don't see caution, you know what it means to see caution? You know, in Nigeria, motor break down a lot. Oh, they don't see caution here. My people, daddy. You need to know how to live in Nigeria so you know how to manage. You know, let me tell you what it means to see caution. In Nigeria, motor break down a lot. Cars break down a lot. Okay? So they made a law, Federal Road Safety. You must have this sign. They will put C on it. You see that C? It's not S-E-E-O. It's not C to visible. It's a C for cat. But that C they wrote on it is caution. Yeah. C caution. So when you can also translate it to mean let your eyes see it too. But what it's telling you is that C caution. So there are certain C caution you and I must take notice of to inform us if we are being misled. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. See what the Bible says here. Now it came to pass as they went, and they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha. One day I will tell you the story of Martha, because her story is very recurrent. You remember, is this Martha that was also the sister of Lazarus? Okay, who told Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You know, now in this instance, okay, Jesus was visiting their house. And Mary, you see, this Mary was one of the Mary that went to the tomb of Jesus. She was a lover of Jesus. But let's leave it. I don't want it to distract us. But it's good to like join scriptures together. Share you get. It will give you a better and fuller understanding of how things are. Mary received him into her house. So Mary was the owner of the house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. The first notice you should take about whether this, you know, innocent or wrong. Lighthouse. Who would think she's not right in the court of men? You know, when Jesus, Bible says, be ye not partaker of other people's sin. Lighthouse is a crazy world. Why did she go to Jesus? Say she was looking for alliances. Say alliances. Yeah. She wanted to brand her argument. Do you know what is not your subject? People can bring it to you and they hire you to hate. You know, hire assassins is what we know. You don't know they hired haters. Because that's what he was trying to do with Jesus here. He was trying to hire Jesus to see Mary the way she's perceiving Mary. Not knowing that she was what? Misled. The notary put misled on her paper. Say, I won't be a hired hater. Yeah, daddy, it happens to me so often. Particularly with husband and wife. You know, I mean, thankfully, because we are ministers, these matters come to us. But if you don't extract yourself from it, you will begin to, they will hire you to hate people. The lady came to me, told me everything. Everything I was saying was bouncing back. But then I paused her. Life story. I said, wait. You know what? There's nothing you're going to tell me about your husband that will make me hate your husband. And guess what? There's nothing your husband is going to tell me about you that will make me hate you. So if that's the goal, let's close the case. That was the last time she called me. Do you know she ran to take over the property from her husband? Then court found her a liar. It's court that sent her. She went to court. She was found wrong. My people, don't be partaker of other people's sin. He came to Jesus. Look, if there's an issue, let's discuss it, but don't hire me. Amen? Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh! You know what she did? She became so resentful. You know how in Nigeria they say, all of you sleep, you face the same place? Yeah, because that's what she told Jesus. She said, I can understand Mary not understanding things, but you. He said, will you, look at verse 39. This is here. He said, can we see it NLT, my sister? He said, Lord, you too, you don't care. Does it not seem unfair to you? Now, if it's us, you know, we'll take it out bigger, Mary. You are the one that are allowing them to speak to me like that. Get out here. You are right, Jerry. You know, these things come to me often. You know, in some context, she may be wrong. I'm sorry, she may be right. But on this day, you know, mommy, there are certain times I'm fasting, you know, and, you know, I don't want, in fact, when we got married, I told my wife she should not be making food for me because I don't want to be telling her I fast, I like, I said, no, if I'm hungry, I will tell you. Praise the Lord. Then she had to go and hire somebody in my office to be making food for me. She gave the person money, gave them money and all kind of stuff. Snacks. She gave the person money for snack. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, then the lady did it one time. Then I said, what's happening here? I said, if I need it, I'll call you. So don't bring it here again. Then she went to go and tell my wife that it's not working. Now, the lesson I want to bring from that is that, you know, so I have to deal with that this matter is obstructing my program, right? So who knows, maybe that's what was, I mean, Bible didn't open it like that, but the truth was that, say it was unnecessary. God bless you. In the context of which this argument was brought up, because I need to share this so that you will not leave all what you have to do and be reading Bible. Because that context may be wrong. Then your husband is hungry, you didn't make him say, I'm praying. No. Then Jesus will say, no, leave this prayer. Go and make his food first. After you, am I balancing it out? Because you cannot embrace that. The whole house is like that, and you claim you are praying. You are being with the Lord. Hallelujah. The first thing is being resentful. She became very resentful. Even though she had a seemingly good argument, She was both resentful and clamoring. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. You see, if what you are care, your expression of care or pursuit of godliness is mingled with resentment, you are misled. See what the Bible says here. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Go on to NLV, my sister. I'm KJV. Are you here, Lighthouse? So you because Satan uses anything. I've shared with you, he can use your dominant strength or your dominant weakness. It can use, it uses whatever that works. Herod was an orator. He used it to destroy him. He said, but now ye also put off this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Go on now, verse 9. Lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off this old man with his deed. My dear family, in your pursuit of right godliness, forsake wrath, forsake clamoring, forsake being resentful. Satan will overtake that. Remember, Paul, he wrote to the church in Corinth. He said, anybody you've forgiven, I've also forgiven. We don't want Satan to do what? To take advantage of us. Okay? Number two. She considered she was the only right person in the population. She considered she was the only right person in the population. What's the population of that setup? Three people, right? But only she was right. Lighthouse. You know, somebody came to me one time and said, I'm not the subject. I'm just trying to share my story or experiences. I said, I didn't do something right about the situation. And I said, don't say that. You see, because I didn't do what you will have done, does not mean exactly. So it is how, if it's you, this is what you would do, right? Yeah, but I'm not you. So you know your motive and what drives you to want to do it that way. So this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did, and you know I did that. So you cannot say because what I did not include what you want me to do, I didn't do anything. Notarized. Because that's what happened in this case. She told Jesus, you don't care. Shouldn't you have said that she should come and do this with me? If that's what you would have told her, and I didn't tell her that, I notarize you. You would think you are right in your own eyes until the true judge answers. Thank God Jesus is the true judge. You know, he will be the judge of everything. Number three. Some of the features of being misled is assigning fault. You know, she did assign fault. Taking it out, not knowing she was the one wrong. God was pitifully looking at her. Can I tell you something? In meekness. Can I tell you something, Lighthouse? Don't forget this. You see, in your bid to establish what is right and you become controlling, that is witchcraft. If you tell somebody to do something, out of meekness, leave the person. You are not being weak. But if you have to like fight become, then you are not seeking to establish righteousness. You are seeking controlling. Have you left? Yeah. God doesn't control us. He tells us what, you know, if I'm God, I went to one church. Bloody, this is controlling. You know, like, if you are paying your tithe, stand up and raise up your... And then they publish list of those who pay tithe. My people was sure. Every month, they announce it. No, that's not right. No, God, in fact, God is not... God, that tithe, God did not receive it. Let everybody give as they have planned, not out of compulsion. Now, you can't do that. You become controlling. And if you become controlling, you are witchcraft. You don't know that's what witchcraft... You think it's the one that fly in the night, you know. Ah! You are misled. I have to close. Hallelujah. Number, the last one, the third one is assigning fault. The last one is branding the wrong. You know what it means to brand something? Like Nike. Nike is a brand. They package it. They've recurrently emphasized. You know, we branded Lighthouse. How many people know that? God said we should brand the church so that the people know us exactly how we are. But it's a long story. That's how GC came about, by the way. So there's an intentionality about the branding of the church. She branded the wrong. She said, she left me alone to serve. Say me alone. So she was the only one that was branded careful or caring. Look at, does thou not care that she left me to serve alone? Quickly, our time is gone. What are the consequences of being misled? I will leave that today. We'll leave that tomorrow. Because there will be consequences. If you are misled, but quickly, what is the cure of being misled? One, Lighthouse. Only the Holy Spirit. Are you here? Only the Holy Spirit. I've shared with you how I will write some things or in planning to do some things, and by mercy, Holy Spirit will say, can you just wait first? John 16:13. Cure of Lighthouse. If you are not dependent on the Holy Spirit, you will be cheaply misled. Cheaply. In fact, there won't be any struggle. There will be no, it won't be difficult. How be it? When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. You remember, part of being misled is being inconsistent with the truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Look at the next verse. He said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of me. You see, that glorify me is when you depend on him, you come and give testimony. If you rely on him, the end of that event for you will be testimony. He shall glorify me. For he will, this and this, for he shall receive of mine and show it to you. Lastly, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Whereas, you remember Jesus? He told Mary in 42, he said, you are careful about much and are troubled by it. You see, when you are overly too careful about much, the essence of it will trouble you. But see what the Bible says here. You know, it said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer. I can imagine Martha turning to the wall, Daddy, please, I'm overwhelmed. Can you please minister to Lord Jesus to tell Mary to come and help me? I'm happy Jesus is here, but I'm overwhelmed. You know, God can minister to you. Okay, Mary, we've had enough. Go help your sister. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. He said, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let's stand up on our feet. What's the effect of it? Shaga. Thank you, my sister. As she was sharing that testimony, you see, she was not troubled. Even though what she must care about was around her, but she was careful for nothing. In one translation, he actually says, "The peace that makes no sense." Hallelujah! The peace that makes no sense. He said, "With all this thing happening to you, it doesn't make sense to me that you are still like that." Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All all my cares and burdens unto you I run. Let your living water, let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Lighters, can I tell you something? There I say until continuing that you must do, for God shall show up. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. You see, when a matter begins, there is a set time, there's a set location about which if you continue to, and that time meets you there. That's what happened to our sister. She was going to be feeding, but for what God wanted to do for her to happen, she must maintain a straight line. She must become, and thank God, she said, a peace just flooded my mind. Is that continuing that path that make that man do it and not get paid? Can I tell you something? She will not know what she missed if she flipped out, she cried, you know what? The guy will do it and collect fat money, sir. If that's if he got it, don't know. She said, how much is your money? 539 papa. She will even say, thank God they just paid me yesterday. She didn't know she was misled. Notarized. Let's lift up our hands and talk to God. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Let not that which is ahead of me turn me. Let me be turned aside. Lighthouse. There is a measure. God is not like that microwave thing, that he has to answer. No, he looks at a continuation to see that if you continue without being moved, then you are a fit person to receive the favor you are looking for. But if you flip out and you say God is not good, I just beg, your thanksgiving will be that I just got paid yesterday, and you won't have money till you get paid again, because the devil will just swallow all the money. Father Lord, we thank you. But see what the Bible says. He that looketh into the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25, and continue in it, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. KJV, my sister. He said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue. Lighthouse, God, he watches your continuing, because you will definitely get to a different destination if you don't continue. You will get somewhere, but it will be to a misled place. Thank you, Papa. Save us to serve you. Please stretch your hands towards me. Lighthouse is not the speaker that is blessed, neither the hearer, but the doer of the work. That I myself will not be misled. God, there is nothing God will tell us not to do that will exclude the person who he used to say it. Moses has to keep his own law too, my people. And he transgressed. And there was no redemption. God said, go up and die. And he was the one that he spoke. He was the one that delivered the law. Father, please save all of us. Save me, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, unto you are we come. Please save us. Save us. In our care, may we find your peace. Peace that makes no sense. We bind our heart and our heart together, but we deliver a result that is consistent with the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And apologies, we slightly overshot, but we'll not be misled to think it will work for our good. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.